This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. So here's the deal this week, everyone. I have very little time and a lot of work to do, and I didn't want to skimp on singing mountains. And I had this idea in my back pocket that I probably wasn't going to use for some time now, since I just put up a all music, no talk episode as a bonus episode. But this is what you're going to listen to today. I'm calling it Save Point, and it is a collection of music that I find relaxing. That's it. I listen to a lot of music doing research for this podcast, and I try to group them into, you know, little piles that could eventually become episodes one day. And very often I'll come across a song that is just nice and relaxing. And I thought it might be nice to group them all together and give myself something relaxing to listen to. Perhaps if I was trying to get a lot of work done in a short amount of time. You know, also you can listen to it for these purposes as well. The tracks in this episode come from a big mix of games, wide variety of platforms, and genres of game. Some of them do not actually have save points in them. And I should note that this is not an episode that is music that you hear at save points. It's just, you know, the idea of a safe place to rest. And I guess that's it. I want to apologize for just not having time to put in the verbose style Singing Mountain episodes that I usually do. I try to keep it at a nice mix, but I've been leaning a little heavy on the music only episodes lately. That's because I got a lot of podcast work to do, and some of it I'll tell you about in a not too distant episode, a little bit of a business update. Hopefully that will be cool. All right, take a deep breath, relax, close your eyes. Not if you're driving. Don't do that if you're driving, but hopefully you'll find these tracks as relaxing as I did. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's it. I'll try to keep the outro on this episode as brief as I can. Go to singingmountainpod.com to listen to past episodes of the show and to get links to literally anything else you need, how to subscribe on iTunes or Google Play or whatever. And if you do happen to subscribe on one of these platforms, please give me a rate and review. They're super helpful. You know about this. You listen to podcasts. This is not news. I read all of them and I read them on air. And today's review comes from Krifton. I think it's Krifton, like Krypton with an F, who gave me 5 stars. I want to say thank you for that. This is what Krifton had to say in excerpt form, because he wrote a lot, and you can look it up on iTunes and read the entire thing yourself when you give me your own rate and review. The podcast is a huge nostalgic trip for me, not just because of the music, but because Drew himself comes off as someone who is like my childhood friends growing up. It harkens back to the days of running to the video game store and renting a video game off the shelf and staying up as late as possible with friends, parentheses, like Drew, to play as much as we can of it. He also manages to present many familiar BGMs in clusters to create an emotion or an image that I've never examined before when I listen to them. Thank you, Krifton. That was a very nice thing for you to say. Yeah, that's basically how it feels for me too, the whole, glory days of buying a new video game and the thrill of holding a video game box in your hands as you're getting driven home so you can open it and then putting the cartridge in the machine for the first time. Yeah, that's a good feeling. I have one last track for you. I initially had it in the, main mix of the episode, but I decided it starts out very relaxing and then kind of gets a little more energetic than the rest, and I figured it would be a nice transition out of this episode, because relaxing and moving on to maybe a little bit more energetic, uplifting, cinematic, end of gamey, I guess. The track is Fantasy Sprite from Phantasy Star 2 and was composed by Tokuhiko Uwabo, and I hope you enjoy it. See ya. Thank you.